The cavern had some interesting rock formations if Hiccup had been in the mood for admiring them. The weird shapes of fossilised dragons were caught in the stone. Some of them were very unusual, extinct species. However, even the discovery of an entire skeleton of the burrowing Slitherfang, so rare that it was often thought never to have existed, failed to excite Hiccup as it might have done in other circumstances. They walked round and round in circles for about an hour and a half, looking for a way out, before realising that there wasn't one. They sat down. Without his tribe around him, and facing death, Alvin seemed to have returned to his old pleasant self again. He even apologised for getting them into this mess.
"I just cannot believe this," moaned Fishlegs, shivering violently. "It's like some sort of nightmare. I keep thinking we're safe, and then it seems that, no, we're in some other life-threatening situation even worse than the one we've just got away from."
"Okay," admitted Hiccup, trying to keep them from despairing. "It doesn't look good, but I'm sure I can think of a way out of here." Toothless was sniffing away at the back of the cavern, and he interrupted, calling out,
"Toothless can smell something metal over here."
"Very clever, Toothless," said Hiccup, "but the treasure hunt is over now."
"I mean," continued Fishlegs, "so far today, we have narrowly escaped being 1, torn to pieces by scullions, 2, eaten by cannibal outcasts, 3, burned to death on board ship, 4, drowned at the bottom of the ocean, and now, here we are, trapped in an inaccessible underground cavern, facing death by slow starvation. It's just been a really bad day."
Nah, not metal, after all," Toothless called back in disappointment. "It's just a door."
"A door?" Alvin, Hiccup and Fishlegs scrambled up and over towards Toothless with a sudden surge of hope. Once they had scrabbled away at all the dust and earth covering it, they found it was a door. It was surprising they hadn't noticed it before.
"Is it a way out?" gasped Fishlegs.
"Not necessarily," Hiccup replied slowly. A door with a death's head painted on it. A door with lettering on it that was horribly familiar to Hiccup. Large, scrawling letters gouged out of the surface of the wood, probably with a sword. "Do not open this door," it said, "unless you are the true heir to Grimbeard the Ghastly. I really mean it this time," it said. "Death and destruction and other truly awful things will follow if you open this door. This is a pirate's private personal property."